Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. I am your host, as always, Alex the Truck. We got my wife with me, not the truck, and Courtney.
Hello.
Yep, I'm right here.
Yeah, my wife is a little bit sick. I got her some soup today. Uh-huh. And as I was checking out, I got myself some soup. You know, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to love, you know, having soup for me too. I dropped my soup and immediately busted it on the floor right in front of an overworked retail worker. I'm like, oh no. And like, I just like watch like her entire like world shatter. I'm like, cause she was so fucking busy. I'm like, I'll clean it. It's fine. You know, I'm like, that's like what I should be doing anyway.
Okay. The giant jars of the Tostitos, like nacho cheese, like the big jar. I once dropped that and broke that in the store, and it also hit the cart on the way down, so it made a ginormous mess because it was the big jar, not the little jar.
Oh, no.
And, like, the problem was there was a person there, and he was working at, like, the other end of the aisle, and, like, he watched it, and then I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he just walked away.
Yeah, he didn't see shit.
I was like, that's fair, bro. That's fucking fair. So I went and found another person to confess my sins to.
Yeah, he didn't see a goddamn thing.
Like, nuh-uh. He wasn't getting paid enough to see that goddamn thing.
Yeah, no, like, that's the whole thing. It's like, when you work in retail, you do not get, like, I would watch people steal. Like, back when I worked at Walmart, like, the first time I saw someone steal, like, obviously, and I, like, told, you know, the manager, and they're like, give it to him. And I'm like, oh, we're just, you know, allowing this bad behavior. Okay. So if you go to a Walmart and steal, no one gives a shit. Just like, let you know. I mean, I'm sure there's someone that's gonna...
They do care. Like, they do the same thing. Like, they wait until you rack up enough where it's prosecutable and it's a felony. Target does the same thing, too. No, they wait until you rack up enough and remember you.
See, here's the thing, though. It's like, if they, you know, get the wrong person, you know, and you walk in and, like, they're like, oh, you're under arrest because, you know, you're this person. And then it's like, oh, wait, you're not that person. Guess what? You have a huge lawsuit. I'm not a lawyer, but I assume you'd have a huge lawsuit, you know, against that store, and they'd just be like, okay, yep, here's, you know, $15,000 or whatever. Sorry about that whole fucking thing. And it's like, yeah, dude, like, you can't just, you know, go out and arrest people off of some bullshit. But, you know, they'll definitely try. But yeah, you can steal all fucking day. There's people that have stolen, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars. Like, I saw the back end on how much we lost at Walmart, and it's intense. It's like, yep, no, we just get everything stolen all the goddamn time, you know. And asset protection will watch you sometimes. If you're if you walk into a Walmart looking sketchy as fuck, they're watching you. But if you're, you know, in there, you know, looking, you know, like a white person, I don't give a shit. You can steal all you want.
But also, it's Walmart.
We've literally had people get an associate, get an L cart, and, you know, they put a TV on the L cart just telling the associate that they bought this TV. You know, and the associate doesn't give a shit. You know, he's like, okay, yeah, you know, why would he lie? And as long as you're convincing enough to, you know, an underpaid teenage associate, the associate will help you walk it out the door. And since the dude's right there with you, no receipts getting checked, they'll even help you load it into your fucking truck. And then you drive away. And then the boss comes out, hey, did you check that guy's receipt? And it's like, what? And they're like, wait, that guy didn't pay for a TV. It's like, oh, no. And, you know, he's gone now. So, yeah, I mean, bad shit always will happen at Walmarts. And if you want to steal from them, go ahead. That's all I have to say. Like this is like literally shit that's happened. Like I watched, you know, and the guy looked at me, look at him, like I was working in sporting goods, and he takes an expensive, you know, tackle box. Like it was like a big old tackle bag. Probably like a $200 tackle bag. He pushes it over to $40 section. I'm like watching him do this, you know, like, yeah. You know, like Monty Python, you know, when like the prince is like, you know, making the arrow and shooting it out and the two guards are like, yeah, you know, I'm like the guards, like watching him, you know, and if you get the reference, it's a great reference. And you know, then he comes over, he picks him up and has the gall to walk straight to me. You know, after he's seen me, you know, notice him and watch him. I had nothing better to do than stand behind the counter. And he's like, I found these in the $40 section. I'm like, you do know I was here the entire goddamn time, right? Like, you looked at me and then you did it. Like, You're like a cat at this point. You know, you saw me see you, and then you did it anyway. And you're like, I didn't do that. You know, this dude was just being a piece of shit. And I'm like, I literally watched you do it. I watched you. I'm here as a witness. That camera, and that camera all watched you do it too. And he's like, give me your manager right now. I'm like, all right. And then like manager comes through and is like, just give it to him. And then, you know, take $20 off each one as well to, you know, for the inconvenience. I'm like, if you're not going to have our backs, I'm just going to tell everyone to steal. And so now I do. Steal from Walmart. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, that. Like, what are they gonna do if they're like, just, you know, yeah, go ahead and give it to them. Go ahead, yep, do it. Yeah, 100% fuck that place. You know, I like it. Now I don't work there anymore, so I don't really give a shit. You know, yes, you can get arrested. Yes, you can get charged. And. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you stole, like, $2,000 worth of shit from Walmart. And then they'll give you, like, probation and charge you, like, $200 and slap a misdemeanor on you. You know, I'm not guaranteeing that. But, you know, the way that the justice system in this country actually fucking works, I wouldn't doubt it. Or they just dismiss the entire thing altogether and then forget about it. And Walmart just tries to sue you instead because now they have all your information. And you just be like, oh, guess what? I, you know, go ahead and try and sue me. I don't have any money, Walmart. That's why I'm stealing from you guys. Yeah, Walmart makes stupid amounts of money. You know, you're not hurting them at all. But let's get into some fucking stories. So this one here is right from my wife. She sent this one to me. She's like,
wait, I don't get blamed for this.
What? You don't get blamed for the story?
No.
What if it's like the most popular fucking story?
No.
All right.
I don't want cred. This is your podcast.
Well, she sent the story.
Oh, my God.
You know, probably because it was probably her. It seems like, you know, my wife, you know, if she was ever in like FFA or 4-H or whatever the fuck they call it out there anymore. But California girl, 9.
Which is my favorite number.
Sues state fair after her pet goat was sold and barbecued after her mom entered it for auction. And the cops were sent hundreds of miles to retrieve it when family took it back.
What? I did not read this. I just saw the title.
See, I like to imagine that the goat was already barbecued, already had barbecue sauce on it. You know, looking great, and there's like a bunch of this fucking barbecue, and the cops like were sent hundreds of miles, and then they get like hungry on the way back, and they're like, man, I'm fucking hungry, and they look in the back seat like, oh dude, we have some fucking barbecue back here, and they like eat it, not thinking about, you know, what it is. It's like, oh shit, it's the girl's little goat, and they just bring back bones and like, this is all that was left, sorry about that little girl. But it was Jessica Long. Yeah. This is back in April 2022. But yeah, her goat was sold for $902, slaughtered and barbecued, despite the family wanting to withdraw its entry for auction. Sorry, once you put something up for sale, it's going to get sold. You know, that's just how it is. You know, this is a great time to teach your kid, you know, lessons about life and death. Just do that. You know, your goat's going to fucking die. Tough shit. But Jessica Long's family bought Cedar the Goat, a 7-month-old white, you know, boar, in April 2022. The animal formed an attachment to the 9-year-old daughter, who fed and cared for it every day. This is like Wilbur. The fucking, you know.
Wilbur creeped me out. I hated the rat.
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone forgets, like, the pig's name. The pig's name was Wilbur. And, you know, the spider. Everyone forgets the spider's name, too. I forgot the spider's name.
Is it Wilfred?
No.
Charlotte's
Web.
Charlotte's
Web.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I was so confused because you kept saying Wilbur was the name, and I'm like, no, Wilbur's the pig. It's
Wilbur's
the
pig. Yes. Some pig. Yeah.
I know, but I thought you meant that, but you said Wilbur. It's like it was the title, and that wasn't the title, but it was the name of the pig. So you were right, but I was still confused.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, the book was Charlotte's Web. They also made a movie out of it.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
And. Like, they should have finished it with, like, them killing the fucking pig anyway.
No.
Well, yeah, now that his bestie died, why should he have to live without his bestie?
Oh, no, the spider had babies.
I know, and the babies all left.
No, a couple of the babies actually stayed.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the, you know, how it all ends. It's like, you know, he's like, oh, no, she's dead. And, like, the fucking spider, like, a bunch of them fucking, like, fled. And, like, I think, like, one or two fucking spiders are like, hey, we're still here. Are we good enough? It's like, fuck, yeah, you are. And, like, I would love it if, like, the farmer's like, ugh, spiders, like, squashes them and kills the pig. Like, that's a perfect fucking ending. Just, and then, like, oh, shit, a rat. Fucking shoots the rat.
The rat needed to go. The rat was creepy. I hated the rat.
I just, everything dies.
The rat. And that's why I really don't like Ratatouille, because what's his fluff reminds me of the rat from Charlotte's Web.
The fat brother?
No, the main character mouse. I can't remember his name.
Remy?
Remy, thank you. Like, if I can't remember your name, I call them what's their fluff instead of what's their face.
So funny.
I like fluffy cats.
I feel like the family is in the right, though. They signed up, but they tried to pull out long before the auction was even held. And that stuff like that happens, though. I would have just said that the goat died and couldn't be auctioned if they put up a fuss.
Okay, like, in the story, the mother, after seeing her daughter sobbed by the goat's pen at the fair, decided to steal back the animal at the last minute and deal with the consequences later.
Queen.
Well, no, it says in the top of the article that they did try to pull out before, but the
yeah,
event
once you put it in,
refused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always said the goat died.
Oh, yeah, no, the goat's dead. 100%, yes. That's why they're trying to, you know, sue.
They couldn't just pay the new owner wouldn't agree to sell the goat back to them?
Like, if I was a new owner, I'd be like, $1,000. You know, and it's like, then you get this fucking goat back, and it pisses all over the place, and then gets hit by a car anyway. It'd be hilarious. Like, don't get your fucking child, like, something that is, like, a slaughterable animal. Like, am I wrong here?
No.
Yeah, like if you get your kid, you know, something, it's like, we're going to kill this thing. Don't get him a pig. Don't get him a fucking cow. Don't get him any fucking, you know, livestock that is, you know, for food.
Okay, so one of my teachers in Big Animal, in my vet tech program, she told me this really cool story. So she grew up on a dairy farm, and the dairy farm was right next to like a expanding city, and so she had friends that were in the city but weren't exposed to any type of farm culture. And so she said one time she and her sisters were around the table, and they were like, "Damn, Betty tastes good." And their city friend's like, "Who's Betty?" And they're like, "Oh, it's the cow we raised." And the city friend is just like so offended. And they're just like, "What? Betty was meat and Betty tastes good." Like, it's all about exposure and a lack of knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, like,
So they probably shouldn't have named, my mom ended up naming her cow Hamburger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a common name.
Eat it.
Why
she
not?
Eat it.
Okay, if I
would
raised
you be able to eat goose?
A cow.
Yeah, Goose is a cat.
No, I don't eat predators.
Yeah, would she be able to? Yeah.
But if Goose was a fucking cow or a pig or, you know, something that fucking tastes delicious, cooked, yeah.
Okay, I look down on herbivores, so it doesn't matter. Well, I'll eat it.
I mean, cat can probably be good.
It's not very, like,
I don't eat predators. I just eat prey.
Oh, my God.
No,
I mean, your predator fucking preys on fucking crunchies and, like, food from a bowl.
I'm sure he ate a mouse at least once in his life. He used to roam when he was younger. Every now and again, I'd let him go out with Momo.
Yeah, Mo is over here killing birds left and right.
Yeah.
You know, she is a little fucking killer, but...
Yeah, she is. Or she was. She's chunky lady now.
Well, she's old. But... So, yeah, they don't get a goat. It's like, just go fucking buy another goat. Like, take that fucking money and go, you know, lie to your kid. Just lie to your kid and be like, "Hey, we got the, you know, goat's child." You know. It's not even a good-looking goat.
Okay, so the mom stole the goat before it was killed.
Yeah, but they ended up, like, issuing a warrant for it and stealing the goat back.
Uh-huh.
And they were actually supposed to wait, but they didn't wait. So that's kind of why they're in trouble, because they were going to go and do a civil suit or something.
Yeah.
There was a civil suit involved with this. So, yeah. And the goat was cooked at a barbecue.
I mean, you should, like, you know... Show the, like, take the kid to, like, a slaughterhouse. Like, it's a good experience.
Slaughterhouses are cool!
You know, especially the fucking bolt gun. It's like, oh, that thing
is
fucking...
I'm so glad you guys aren't having kids.
Fuck that.
Yeah, like, have, like, a pneumatic bolt gun. Just, you know, fucking...
That poor thing would be raised such a freak.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I would go let it run wild in the forest for, like, a few weeks and come back.
I'd take it out to the forest and be like, all right, we're gonna go fucking... You know, have some...
Yeah, raise it like half Tarzan or some shit.
It'd be Tarzan.
Like, I want it out in the wild.
Oh, man, my joke was phenomenal. Flew over everyone's heads.
No, I heard it, but I didn't think it was that funny.
It's pretty goddamn funny.
Nah.
But, all right. So, yeah, these fucking... Yeah, they took the goat, drove it more than 200 miles back before delivering it to an unnamed individual at the fair for slaughter/destruction. Despite the fact that the warrant required them to hold the goat for the court hearing to determine its lawful owner. Yep, so tough shit. You know, get wrecked. You know, don't fucking take it and, you know, auction it off. I'm sure this is going to be a lesson you're going to fucking learn. But, you know, to follow this up, a German discount chain, Penny, had a bunch of goats or sheep.
Those
visit.
Are sheep.
I mean, what's the difference?
Yep, sheep.
Around 50 sheep wandered into a Penny supermarket in a small Bavarian town of Bergsen in southern Germany. And you could just see these sheep just fucking wandering around. I don't know how the fuck they really got in.
The sheep are so dumb.
Sheep are actually pretty goddamn smart.
No, sheep are dumb.
I've never run over a sheep. I've run over porcupines. I've run over deer. Deer are...
How do you know you hit a porcupine? How do you know you hit a porcupine?
Because I saw it. They're very big.
They're big?
Oh, they're huge.
Yeah.
Wait, how big are porcupines?
I think you're talking about a hedgehog. I think you're thinking about a hedgehog.
Okay.
That's the size of your palm, like hand.
No, okay.
A porcupine is bigger.
I thought it was about the size of a squirrel.
No, they're way bigger than a squirrel.
No, they're the size of, like,
because I know hedgehogs and porcupines are different. I understand they're different. They're that fucking big?
Yeah, they're fucking huge.
Ew. My God, these fuckers are ugly.
They're very cute.
Oh, my fucking God, these are hideous.
They're very...
They are brilliant and really fucking... These... Okay.
I mean, like, that's a small porcupine there.
These things are ugly as fuck.
I mean, like, the wild porcupines are, like, fucking, like a medium-sized dog.
This is just making it worse. Are porcupines rodents? Or...
Oh, yeah, they're fucking rodents for sure.
Okay, so they are mammals.
But, yeah, no, they squish very nicely, so they don't pop my tires.
Wait, can you confirm they're rodents?
Is porcupine a rodent? Go to all. Because I was showing my wife images on... Yes, porcupine is a rodent, known for its large, slow-moving rodent covered in sharp quills, belonging to the order Rodenta. Despite their name being Latin for spiny.
We could have had capybara, and instead we got porcupines in the U.S.
I'm sure we have capybara here, too.
In zoos.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Ugh.
Yeah, see, like, this is how fucking big a fucking porcupine is.
It looks like a peacock.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
And yeah.
Okay, I do like it more now that it looks like a peacock.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's, like, a good one there. Yeah, I mean, they don't...
Okay, no, I only like the certain colored
ones. They don't shoot their fucking quills. Like, I don't know who fucking came up with that dumbass shit.
Disney.
You know, it's like that'd be cool. Like that would make, like, a porcupine actually dangerous. Like, they'll, like, raise their quills up, so if you continue to approach, you're gonna get stabbed, but... No, they don't do any of that thing.
It was really sad when the dogs came into the clinic covered in porcupines.
Good.
It was like, aw, you're a... it was awful, and they were in so much pain, but also it was like, aw, you're a special level of stupid. Okay.
So, back to these sheep. Speaking to the fucking German newspaper, the store manager, Jürgen Kips, initially thought that he was being pranked. I've never experienced anything like this before, he told the newspaper. I thought we were on candid camera. during a short visit, the flock managed to cause a fair bit of mess. They ran straight towards the fruits and vegetables. If they had run straight towards the fruits and vegetables, you wouldn't have been able to get them out.
See, they're dumb.
I mean, they're flock animals.
They should have smelt it and gone straight to it.
No, it's not what their noses aren't great.
They're grazers. Of course their noses are good.
Why would you think the sheep noses are good?
Because you want to eat the best grass first.
They don't care what grass they're eating. They don't even care if it's grass.
That's true.
They don't have great noses. I'm sure their noses are burnt out just by smelling other sheep. But, yeah. Yeah, I just find that, you know, adorable. Just like a bunch of, like, little farm sheep just running into a supermarket, just fucking up everything. But flock distracted by acorns. The flock shepherd told Bavarian Radio that he suspected the sheep were distracted by acorns on the ground and lost contact with the rest of the flock. He suspects someone probably ran into the supermarket with a bag and they followed.
Yes, I told you!
The animals perhaps mistaking the bags for a feed or a bag of salt.
They're stupid!
Yeah,
they're doing their best, but they're stupid!
Penny said it'd also sponsor the 50 sheep for a year. That's pretty cool. that's why Germany is pretty, you know, fun. You know, times. Now for the next story. Also from the other side of the world. Dutch couple's marriage annulled due to ChatGPT speech. So I read through this story. They used ChatGPT to make like a fun, you know, wedding vows. And it was playful, but it failed to meet the legal requirements according to a court ruling. The pair from the city of Zwolle, and they redacted their names, argued that they had intended to marry regardless of whether the right wording was used when they took their vows. Yeah, they according to the decision, the person officiating the ceremony last April 19th asked whether they would, you know, continue supporting each other, teasing each other, and embracing each other even when life gets difficult. The pair said, "I do," and the officiant declared them not only husband and wife, but above all, a team, a crazy couple, and each other's love and home base. Apparently that wasn't good enough. You know, so a judge is like, yeah, you're not actually married. And it's like,
that's so stupid.
I'm sure they can go do it again. I'm sure she's stoked. She's like, I get to do it again. Or they just like, go to like their version of fucking, you know, Vegas, you know, Dutch Vegas or whatever. But yeah, now they have to like go fucking redo it again because this judge wants to be a fucking dickhead.
Well, also laws have magic words that mean different, that have like special definitions.
Yeah, if you say, you know, certain words, you know, like allegedly, like if you, you know, watch the news and someone's like allegedly, because if they, you know, accuse you of something and, you know, you didn't do it, boom, slander case.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They're secret words.
I love the secret words. But now we're on to, you know, am I the asshole? And we got, you know, a few advice and then one relationship advice. So am I the asshole really quick? By Wellness Hefty 3927. Am I the asshole for not agreeing to pick up my niece at 3 a.m.? No questions asked. You know, this like just based on the title, I'm like, probably. This happened a little over a week ago. I'm still catching shit for it, so I thought I'd seek judgment. My sister had her friend over, and they were in the lounge with my sister's kid, who is 13. I'm not sure of the exact conversation before I went in, but I heard the friend, Julie, tell my niece, Sam, that if she needed to be picked up from somewhere, it didn't matter where, when, or why she'd be there, that she could call her at 3 a.m. from the boonies. This is local lingo that it refers to an abandoned factory complex where interesting things happen about 40 minutes out from the blah, blah, blah. And she'd be there in her pajamas with McDonald's, no questions asked. Sam thought this was amazing and was spewing praise to Julie, who said it had nothing to do with any, and that anyone would do the same. They seemed to notice that I was around, and Julie asked me if I would do the same.
Okay, so are these people all sitting in the same room?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
I said no. And that seemed to stop everyone in their tracks. I clarified that, yes, I'd pick her up, but there'd certainly be questions, and it'd be crazy not to have questions. Sam said I wasn't allowed to ask, and it was none of my business. Julie was glaring at me for some reason and muttered something I couldn't hear under her breath to my sister. I did explain my reasoning, which was the boonies were over a half an hour away, and there's no public transportation to get there. If Sam was at the boonies at 3 a.m. and discounting the fact that she shouldn't be there, she would not have gone alone. So there'd be another child to consider, and she doesn't have any friends old enough to drive yet. So she would have to, you know, get taken there. So I'd firstly need to know that she was safe and unharmed at the minimum, who she was with and how she got there. And where her friend was, and if her friend was back with whomever brought her there, and I would just make sure to take Sam home. But if her friend was still there, you can bet her ass we'd be staying until her friend was in the back seat on our way back home too. Sam got really huffy and said it was none of my business, and even less about who she was there with, and Julie made a comment about how it's not that deep. I said, you know, it was that deep, and I knew how Sam worked. And if I did agree to a no-questions-asked approach, I did need to pick her up, then, and I asked questions, she'd fly off the rails, accusing me of backstabbing her, which she's done for other things in the past. Julie started banging on about how I was implying she was irresponsible and, you know, just trying to have Sam's back and being a buzzkill, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, pretty much, you know, all these kids are, you know, upset that, you know, sister won't come out there and fucking save them, no questions asked.
Okay, so this phrase, I understand its importance, but I feel like it needs to be no questions asked. It needs to be no judgments made. Like, I feel like that's a better way for it to be said, because if I had to do that for someone, 100%, I'm going to do that. Obviously, I'm going to go pick them up. I am not going to berate them or anything. I want to get them home safely, and then we do need to talk about what's happened once everyone has calmed down and things, and everyone has a clear head. Like, to me, I think the phrase to be is no judgment, not no questions. Because I agree with everything that OP's saying, but everyone's just like taking this out of like proportion from my perspective. I think that's the right phrase. Like, they're all making it a bigger mess than it needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, like, they want to know that they have, you know, like a cool aunt that will come save them, and not, you know, go and snitch on them. It's like, you know, hey, I understand you're kids and you want to go have fun. You know, be responsible. Let me know. You know, let me bring you out and we can go have fun. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, I don't want you to, you know, go out and become a statistic or become a news story or, you know, become the next reason why someone doesn't go out to the fucking boonies.
Yeah, like, if this happens, you need to talk about what's happened, and that way everyone can learn from the situation. And it's a growing moment for that young individual, too. And it's a way to change patterns and that kind of stuff. Like, this is a really good opportunity to reset things if it's done properly.
I mean, like, you know, I went out and, you know, raised my fair bit of hell, but, you know, like, I guess, like, I'm a dude, so I, like, it's, like, different for us. Like,
it is different for you.
You know, we don't have to worry about anything. We just, like, walk back and it's all good. So, yeah, I mean, you know, being judgy and shit like that, you know, I'm sure, like, the way you said it, you know, was like a little bit, you know, harsh, but, you know, you can turn around and at the same time just be like, yeah, you know, I will come get you. You know, obviously, like, if you're like, I'm like that, that's why I thought at first, like, that's why I'm like, I think you're the asshole.
No, that's why I held my peace.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll make a judgment based on the title. Yeah. If you didn't go get them, you know, you're 100% the asshole. If you're like, no, fuck you, figure it out yourself. You know, 100% the asshole. Yeah, you have to go fucking get him.
It would actually depend, like, if it was, no, like, the way you say it, I wouldn't do this repeatedly for the same person if they kept on getting themselves in situations that required me to come pick them up. I would say, unfortunately, you need to get your big girl pants, well, if they weren't underage, but if they were an adult and kept on needing me to fucking pick them up in the middle of the night,
that's just positive reinforcement.
But if it was like a one-time thing, or like very occasionally shit hit the fan or something, then of course.
Here's what I would do if they kept on fucking calling me for rides, I would call the cops, and you know, be like, hey, there's a fucking massive party going on over here, and then the cops come and fucking bust that shit the fuck down, and you know, then the cops get your, you know, kid sister back home. And it's like, there you go. You know, now you're back home, safe and sound. And now you don't have any friends because, you know, your older sister narked. So, now you're not going to get invited to parties anymore. But, I mean, No, you're not an asshole for putting down your foot. I mean, you know, this isn't something that needs to be happening in like a group setting. This is something that needs to, you know, be like a one-on-one conversation. Just be like, hey, you know, there's real fucking consequences that can happen when adults are not around. And have that, you know, real fucking conversation with, you know, bad things that can happen. You know, so, yeah, you're not being a buzzkill or anything like that. Let's see what the comments say. My mom always said I can, you know, phone her whenever and wherever, and she'd drop everything to come fetch me if I needed it, especially when I was drunk and alone. She never said there wouldn't be questions, but promised I wouldn't get in trouble for calling and asking, and wouldn't make me feel guilty that I asked, not the asshole. Some questions need answers, especially if safety is concerned. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I told my teen. He won't get in trouble for it, but there'll be a discussion later. You know. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's, you know, rocking the same thing. And yeah, there's always going to be fucking questions. You know, they're like, oh, no questions asked. There's always fucking questions. But next one, for advice. Ivory Stripes. I realize my boyfriend I've been dating for 2 years might be a flat earther. I don't even know how to start this. I'm pretty shocked at the conversation I just had. My boyfriend has been sending me reels showing me a theory where the Earth is encapsulated in an ice wall. Hi, Mo. Yeah. Are you just a cutie little patootie? Okay. Yeah? Find a happy spot. Find a happy spot? Yeah, find a happy spot. He's been showing me reels where the Earth is encapsulated in an ice wall and a tiny part of the greater Earth and land, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's just a flat earther retard. I've brought this up. You know, he has brought up conspiracies, but not anything like this. I have a science degree, and I'm trying to explain to him gravitations, gravitational pull. He said that's what they want us to believe. I feel like he's being punked, but, you know, how have I gone this long without knowing this crazy belief he has had? This has to be a deal breaker, right? Yep, it is.
Oh, my God. I really hope he's just doing a prank, but no, she needs to dump his ass.
Yeah, I mean, if you're this fucking stupid, you know, that like, it's like, oh, no, you live on flat Earth and I live on round Earth. We can't be in a relationship. You need to go find another, you know, dumb lady to, well, I'm sure there's so many fucking, you know, dumb flat Earth women. What do you think, Courtney? Like, if
yeah, dump him.
Hear that, guys? If you're dating Courtney and you're a flat earther, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And this one I fucking read because I thought ED at first was erectile dysfunction. By Pindavar 420. I, 26 female, am a nurse, and my boss is threatening to fire me because of it. Eating disorder I don't have. Last work week, my boss called me in for a meeting because he noticed I never eat at work, and she's worried about me since I'm naturally skinny. I told her that I eat when I get home, and I'm not insecure about my body in any way. I even asked what's wrong with my body, which would cause me to starve myself. She didn't answer, and she doesn't believe that I eat at home. I don't have an eating disorder, but I lose all appetite when I look at other people eat. I can't stand the smell either.
Girl, I know that.
It's even just knowing that other people are eating makes me nauseous. Uh-huh. I obviously can't eat in the same room as my colleagues, and I'm not allowed to eat outside the break room, and I'm not allowed to take my breaks after my colleagues are done either. Therefore, I'm not eating at work. My boss told me that if she doesn't see me eat before next week, this week, she'll have to let me go. Things haven't changed. I'm having a meeting with her tomorrow. When I'm, you know, been honest with people, they see it as an attack that I find them disgusting, which is somewhat true, and always makes things worse. What do I tell her?
This is fucking weird, and Okay, A, I wonder if she is has like ARFID, however you want to pronounce it, and B, like, I understand. I don't know. I'm trying. The only thing I can see this boss being worried about is if it's like a liability of some kind, but I don't understand how.
I have the ending to the story too, so you know.
Yeah, she quite honestly, like, she should be able to go somewhere else during her break and not be in the break room.
That's also true.
And also in an edit, that she says, I don't have eating disorder or ARFID. Or disordered eating. I can eat with my friends and family who don't eat meat with zero issues. I enjoy going to veggie restaurants. Unfortunately, meat is a huge part of many people's daily lives. That someone... Okay, so she's a vegetarian or vegan. You know, that's all I need to know.
I mean, that doesn't change things from my perspective, but it is helpful information.
Yeah.
So... I mean, number one, you know, your boss can't fire you for this shit. But I do have all the edits and all the updates. So I'll get straight to the update. Update. I called HR this morning. I hope they'd be in the meeting, but they weren't. They had talked to my boss, though. No one's getting fired. She claims she only said it to motivate me to break my eating disorder, that I was never going to get fired in the first place. I called HR immediately after the meeting. We're looking at getting me transferred to a different unit.
Excellent. Well done, OP.
So, yeah, you know, I understand.
It's weird.
I understand if you're, you know, out here and you have an aversion to meat. You have an aversion to people eating, you know, flesh or whatever. You know, that's your prerogative. I have no problem with you. And you do you. Yeah, and your boss way overstepped here. Let's see what the comments say on this. Yes, Mo. Are you just, you know, my cat just sitting here just being very fucking cute. I'm an HR manager. Talk to someone above her. At the very least, this is inappropriate. That person needs to be reported. I agree. If you're fired, you can probably sue for wrongful termination. Depends on your state's or country's laws. Can you talk to someone higher up than her? This is ridiculous. Yeah, no, I don't think you have an eating disorder or anything, you know, weird. You know, like if you're a vegetarian, vegan, whatever, and you're like, I don't like, you know, the smell of meat or, you know, people eating meat around me, then yeah. You know, you do you, and enjoy what you enjoy. You know, maybe you can have like a you know, a vegan day or a vegetarian day where you know, have like a little potluck that's all, you know, vegan or vegetarian foods, you know, for the lunch. You know, and, you know, introduce all your colleagues to, you know, your lifestyle. Mochi.
Hop up. Hop up in here.
Good girl.
My plan works. My plan works.
Yeah, she hops up in there all the time.
Oh my god, my plan works. Now, I'm brilliant.
Now this is a ask men advice, but you know, it has a little bit of women in it too. By time shifter 76, ghosted after a second date. Does it have more to do with me or her? Had two dates with this girl I matched, on dating apps. The first date went very well. We even exchanged numbers afterwards. We texted each other quite a bit and ended up setting up a second date. The second date also went pretty well. We flirted, bantered, and it was a pretty good time, similar to our first date. We also texted for a few days after our second date. But when I tried to set up a third date, she didn't respond. I thought it was a bit odd, so I just left it alone for a few weeks. The holidays were coming. Oh, no.
A few weeks.
Since the holidays were coming up and everyone, including me, was busy with travel and vacations.
A few weeks.
During this time, I noticed she unmatched me on the app. I thought it was odd since the app, you know, hides inactive chats. So she had to go out of her way to unmatch. I gave the benefit of the doubt and assumed she was just cleaning her inbox. So I texted her one last time after the holidays were over. She didn't reply at all. Our dates were both very pleasant. She showed a lot of interest in the beginning, and I think it was a bit harsh to completely ghost me without saying something like, even a sorry, I don't feel a spark, would have left things on a positive note instead of a sour one. I felt disappointed, but mostly healed now. It's hard to know what I did wrong if there is no feedback. Should I feel ashamed about being discarded like trash? Or does the ghosting say something more about her character? I imagine, you know, what if we ran into each other again? It'd be super awkward. I wonder, should I keep my head held high or feel guilt for not being good enough? Dude.
This dude is clearly not healed.
Dude, you did something. That, like, you're not telling us the entire fucking story. You're leaving out some fucking huge...
Leaving out all the information. He's putting out just enough information to make it look like he's in the right.
Yeah, I mean, you're out here trying
Quite
to get...
Honestly, no one's... Like, I don't think... I think he could be... If what he says is true, he could be just reading too much into it. And this girl was just... Went on two dates, decided it wasn't for her, and she's unmatching anyone that she's not truly interested in, or she's trying to go study with someone.
I mean,
like, he's reading too much into it.
Bare minimum, yes.
So,
my guy, like, here's one
if
thing
this
that
kept on happening, then yeah.
Here's something that, you know, you don't, you know. It's like all the girl, you know, so many girls know each other. So you might, you know, be, you know, going on a few dates with this chick, and, you know, she shows your picture to, like, one of her other girlfriends, like, I know that guy. And, you know, she has, like, the real fucking dirt on you. Or she found, you know, someone, you know, better, hotter, richer, you know, whatever, a mixture of all three. And, you know, you're just fucking chopped liver at this point. So, well, let's see what the comments say. She was looking for someone and found them. This has nothing to do with you. She wasn't just, you know, she wasn't using the only one fishing rod. Sorry, bro. Some unsolicited advice here from a married man, and I still feel this way to this day. No matter what happens, it's their loss. If you treat women with respect and are a gentleman, it's their loss. It sucks, but, you know, go with someone who will be on dates with you, sees you as the person they want to be with. Dude, and on top of it, you're on dating apps, my guy. You know, it's, you know, that's for, like, you know, hookups. Maybe she was looking for something a little bit more. Maybe you're kind of boring, you know. You know, like, you can get boring after you get married. Like, now I'm married, I can be boring as all fuck. Doesn't matter. I love being boring. But, yeah, she's found someone else. First rule of understanding women club. You'll never understand women.
God.
Yeah, I mean, she either got more serious with somebody else or, you know, just...
Or missing reasons.
Also, a few weeks, and then he decides to reach out to her.
I mean, like
I'm very confused by this 3-week gap of him caring, not caring, and now we're back to caring.
I mean, like, you know, sometimes women just disappear, and it's whatever.
Like that time when I fell asleep in the bathroom and you couldn't find me, and then you finally found me, and you're like, I was starting to think aliens had abducted you.
I mean, like I watched her go, you know, to the room, and I'm like, all right, and you know, I'm like, you know, I look in the bathroom, she ain't there. You know, I look in the room, she ain't, and we have a tiny house. It's not like, you know, it's not like a tiny house, but it's like,
no, there's five rooms.
It's a small house. You know,
it's perfect size, but...
There's nowhere to fucking hide. you know, is what I'm getting at. You know, like, I can look in my office. No one's in here. Look in the room. No one's in. You know, it's not like she can hide in the closet or something. Yeah, no, it's like, you know, just like, oh, yeah. You can sweep the house in like 10 seconds. And so I'm like looking all over. I'm like, okay, where the fuck is my wife? She is, you know, behind the door in the bathtub. You know, not, you know, running a shower or anything, not in a bath. You know, just went into the bathroom and, you know, got into like the bathtub and just sat there and like fell asleep.
I was so tired. I went there to wash my feet and then I sat and I leaned back against the wall of the shower and it was like so nice and cool and I was just so tired and like the next thing I knew you were waking me up and like you were breathing so hard. Like you were breathing so hard and then you're like herding me to the bedroom like you did not let me out of sight. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh my gosh. That's cute.
Yeah.
You ow. 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 Sorry. Sorry. Oh. I ended up accidentally grinding my teeth while I was sick and my freaking jaw hurts. Like my upper jaw, like even my cheek hurts like from here to here. Like it sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed I freaking clench my teeth needed all the time, and I need to stop that.
I clench my teeth when I'm like trying to do more difficult stuff with my hands, and I grind my teeth super bad when I'm holding a knife and cutting.
Oh my god.
Okay, so yeah, this dude, you know, being blamed for being ghosted by women.
Wait, he made a second post?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Wow, this dude is desperate and insecure.
How to stop overthinking how the date went.
Oh my god! I thought he was healed.
You know, do you like to get, you know, chatty and argue while I watch, you know? Yeah, this dude fucking in his post history, goddamn. You know, male for female, long. Yeah, this dude is a fucking. Yeah. You're kind of. If your crush chooses your friend over you 13 days ago.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm assuming this is in the 3-week period. He was focused on this other girl. Yeah. So in that 3-week period, he was out trying to get other bitches.
Above 18 roleplay, does the idea of two hot women arguing turn you on? Yeah. Yeah, and he keeps on going on the two arguing women.
Oh my god.
And he like fucking.
Okay, this is a fucking nice guy at this point. Like, what?
Yeah, sometimes like just going through and like, you know, what do you do if you try to ask her out and she says she's busy? Seems like it happened to you 25 fucking days ago. You know, why am I getting criticized by my guy friends by not being able to get a girlfriend? Probably because you're a fucking creep. I'm not, you know, saying this to be mean, but it's like, you know, when you have, like, all your fucking shit, you know, right here, you know, to fucking, you know, Timeshifter 76 on Reddit, you know, it's like, what the fuck do you think's going to happen? You know, online looking for a girl to complete tasks and send sexy photos. Blackmailers, 30, male for female,
what?
Looking for a girl to blackmail and satisfy me by obeying me. Yes, you're a
sorry,
fucking...
this post has been removed.
By the moderators of blackmailers. Seeking victim. Jesus Christ.
This dude
victim.
Is fucking crazy. This dude's crazy.
Is this a red flag from her? No, it's a red flag from you, my guy.
Oh, holy, my god.
Holy shit. You know, so like, it's rare that I'm like, let me go see his profile. Let me go see, you know, if he's decided to clear his fucking history.
He did not.
He did not clear his fucking history for shit. And it's like, oh, my god. You know, and you
wait,
know, like,
go back up. Go back up.
What?
What is, okay, back down. The MMA of nude catfights.
You know, yeah, it's role play, you know, NSFW role play. You know, it's like, you know, how do you become comfortable with your sexual desires towards women?
Oh, sorry, this post has been removed. We're going down a deep alley now.
Yeah, this is bad. This is, you know, just...
No, this is alpha male shit now.
Ultimate surrender kink. Yeah, dude. You know, opinions on thigh humping. Sorry, this post has been removed. Let's talk about Nextville and chill dating. Yeah, no wonder you do not have, like... Show your profile to your guy friends. Like, show your guy friends your unfucking, you know, like, just show them what I'm looking at right the fuck now. And you fucking spamming a bunch of fucking subreddits, you know, back online looking to build a close, intimate, you know, online relationship, you know, long-term Reddit girlfriend, deep connection, flirting for sexy fun, you know, Reddit, like,
looking. He left out all of the information to make him look like the good guy.
Of course he did. I can fucking see it from a mile away.
Like, now we're going down incel level. Like, this is not good. I'm so happy she ghosted him.
Best ways to build a rapport after stating your intention. Remove.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he just wants to fucking, like, see two women fight. You know, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, my guy. Blackmailers. Looking for girl to blackmail and satisfy me by obeying me. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, shoot your shot, but, like, go on, like, FetLife or something, my guy.
The internet is a breeding ground for freaks.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, yeah, what my thing is, like, normal now. And it's like, eh, it's not.
No. No.
All right. But that's enough of that. Yeah, this guy has fucking miles of fucking... You know, holy shit. You know,
oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like, date walked out on me 5 months ago.
Wait, he said a few weeks. What if it was a few months?
This dude.
Like, how many women have ghosted him in the space of you scrolling down his history?
I mean, like, I've seen like six so far.
Good. The thigh humping again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, soft dom, dominant, you know, humping.
Oh, dear Lord.
No response after third day. Another one. You know, experienced daters, how do you, you know, still date after the end of the first date? Removed. You know, all right, next, last one, relationship advice. You know, hopefully this person is normal. Let me read it. No, they're not normal. Throwaway. How do I ask my boyfriend, you know, 29 how do I ask my 29 female boyfriend, 30 male, of 2 years for real sex? Throwaway, because he definitely knows my real Reddit account. So I've been with my boyfriend a little over 2 years now. For the most part, the relationship is great. However, I feel like I have a bit of a unique problem when it comes to our sex life. This is very too much information, and I'm quite embarrassed typing it out, and even more embarrassed thinking about how on earth to bring this up to them. Technically, we have a pretty active sex life. We don't live together yet, but we see each other often, and we often do sexual things when we're alone, like handjobs, blowjobs, he fingers me, etc. And we both orgasm, sometimes several times. He definitely cares about my sexual satisfaction. The thing is, we rarely ever have actual sex, like penis and vagina sex, with penetration. I think it's something like 8 months ago, and less than 5 times total in the course of our 2-year relationship. I've heavily hinted that I want penetration a few times before getting into it. I'm on birth control, and I use condoms too, just to be on the safe side. There have been times where I've literally just asked to go get a condom, and he says yes. I go and get it and hand it to him, and then he just never puts it on, and we continue what we were doing before. We've been in positions that are basically sex positions without penetration. Missionary, cowgirl, etc. It just doesn't happen. I feel like I'm at that point where if I was to push for it more, it'd be pressuring him into something that he might not feel comfortable with, for some reason that I cannot imagine what. For me, and at least several other women I know, there's a difference between, you know, wanting to have an orgasm and wanting to have sex. So sometimes when we're getting frisky, I don't particularly care if I finish all the way or not, but I'm looking for that particular connection that sex has. Although of course both is good, LOL. I'm finding it difficult to express that I'm not fully satisfied, despite him making me finish. TLDR, I want to have, penis and vagina sex with my boyfriend, but I'm not, sure how to be more clear without feeling like I'm pressuring him.
How long have they been together?
2 years.
2 years? And yeah. They've never talked about this?
And they're like adults, like real adults.
That's so weird that they haven't talked about it.
Like literally, it's really strange they haven't just asked him directly.
Yes! This is nothing to be ashamed of.
90% of the subs post can be solved with have an adult conversation with him when you're in a neutral setting. I mean, maybe he might just come quick. And he might be embarrassed about it. Or maybe he might have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, and so they can talk about it so she understands. She is operating in the dark. She has new information. She wants to know why. At least know why. She's not saying I'm not dissatisfied with this, but I want this, and I don't understand why you're not comfortable with it, so I'm going to ask you about it so I can learn.
Yeah, I mean,
she's operating in the dark. She needs to ask, and he needs to answer. They need to talk. They're adults.
Yeah. But it's always what can of worms is this going to open?
But they've been together for 2 years, and if this is a can of open, then if they can't get through this, then they're not meant to be, and you need to go find other people.
All right, so, I went to the profile to, look up the comments. Holy crap, I did not expect this to blow up so much. Some clarifying things. Of course I know the answer is just talk to them. The question is how to gently bring it up. Because sex can be a sensitive subject. I'm trying to find some possible reasons why you might feel this way to know, what I might expect in the conversation and have some solutions for him. We have great communications, and I fully plan on talking to him about this. I'm just thinking about my wording. Number two, religion is not an issue. Number three, the condoms we have are both the type that he chooses and has used before with success. The few times that we've had penis and vagina sex, he stayed hard enough putting it on and was able to finish with no issues. Lastly, I apologize for my poor choice in wording and calling it real sex. I meant no offense. I just wanted to differentiate between non-penetrative oral sex and the like.
Who the fuck is hung up on that?
I'm sure somebody in the thread. There's always somebody in the thread.
Man,
so weird.
I feel sad for OP's partner. He's clearly not in a comfortable place.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what it is.
They just need to talk about it.
You kind of have to, be blunt,
I mean, I would be blunt in her shoes. Like, I would not beat around the bush.
Say it, just be like, put that dick in my pussy. Put it right here. And it's like, oh, okay. He might have, weird, issues or might think, I'm going to come too quick. I definitely come too quick. I come quick like 911 in, white neighborhoods.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care.
Well, yeah, no, you make sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, okay, the job's done. I can fuck off for the rest. All right, boom. It's like when you move somebody out of, their house, and they're like, I don't want any of this stuff. when you, move. And it's like, I don't want this desk anymore. Destroy the desk. And you hit the desk with a bunch of hammers and just make a mess everywhere. And it's like, I've done the job that, I was paid to do. Now I can make a huge mess and do it quickly. Yeah. I don't have to be gentle anymore. Like when I was younger, like I forget this dude's name, but like he like I would get like calls every once in a while for like a job, and I'd go meet with him, and it'd be like, you know, cleaning out a house, and like we'd take like the stuff that, you know, was to be saved, and like everything else we can like destroy. So it'd be like, you know, taking like desks out to like the park, like the not the parking lot, but like the driveway, and just destroy them with hammers and throw them into like a garbage truck. And it's like, yeah, my favorite fucking part. Like, I don't even think I got paid for the jobs. I think I just got to destroy shit. I was super happy to get to like destroy shit. I'm like, hell yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, calming words, you know, like bring it up like after, you know, he comes. And just be like, hey, why don't you want to have like, you know, real sex with me? You know, that's when he's the most vulnerable.
Say R, but with a W.
R, but with a W.
Yeah, for the real sex.
What?
You know when you make a W noise instead of an R noise to make it sound younger?
Wheel sex?
Yeah, that.
Like the guy that fucks his car. It's like, I have wheel sex. I have tailpipe sex and wheel sex. I fuck my car. My car is my love. My car is pregnant with little babies.
I once came across instructions on how to fuck your car, and one of them was obviously you just like dig a hole through the seat. But the other one was you put like tubing up the exhaust pipe and like patted it, and then like fucked it with your condom on. And every now and again, that image, because there's pictures with it, the imagery is just like, yeah.
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 Yeah. Fucking the guy who had sex with his car.
No, I saw a cartoon version of it.
My Strange Addiction is back and he has a new lover. Oh, he's given up his, you know, 1998 Chevy, you know, Monte Carlo for his Lexus.
His Camilla.
Oh, no.
Carmilla?
I mean, like. Yeah, that's sad. But that's going to be it for this week. Jesus Christ, this has been a weird fucking week of fucking, you know, weird people, weird dudes. I'd find it hilarious if this is, like, the same dude from, like, the Time Shifter. Like, she's dating Time Shifter 76. She's dating this fucking dude. It's like, I don't want to fuck you because you're not arguing with other girls. Like, that will get me so fucking hard. I want to fuck her because she's arguing with another girl. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Heated debate where you get riled up. Yeah, just watch any fucking, you know, go on X.
Isn't that what soap operas are for?
No, like if you want to watch people fucking, you know, argue and get heated, like, just go on fucking Twitter and you'll find people screaming at each other. It's hilarious. But that's it. You know, we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.